Hi Shalom, you're very welcome to this week's podcast. We both know each other because we've given business presentations to the African Caribbean Irish business community. Now your business is about food. Now we all love food. It is great to see ideas and enterprise for the food sector, especially as it has been so badly hit during COVID. So now, tell us about your business.
Absolutely. So my name is Shalom, as Rosemary said. It's a pleasure to be here. My business is Eska Menu. So I'm the CEO and co-founder of a marketplace that connects chefs, home cooks, foodies, and anybody with a knack for cooking, really, to the general public who might be looking for authentic ethnic homemade meals. So our main mission is to try and bridge the gap between financial, you know, cultural and network connections to successful business ownership. We don't believe that anybody that wants to be a successful business owner needs to have all of the things which I just mentioned. All they need are grit, determination, and an entrepreneurial spirit. So our mission is to build technology that really enables people to do that. So in a nutshell, we are a marketplace that basically allows people to monetize their cooking skills while the public can benefit from those cooking skills by buying your food.
That is great, especially now, especially from tourism, etc. So many people who are skilled in cooking have lost their jobs or whatever. Now, how exactly, if I'm a really, really good cook and I want to work with you, how do I go and work with you so I can monetize my cooking skills?
Very good question. So at the moment, we are currently running a private beta, right? So if you wanted to get involved, all you'd have to do is go onto our website at www.eskamenu.com, which is E-S-C-A-M-E-N-U.com. Put in your email address and we will notify you once we are accepting applications, essentially, for chefs. So it's really easy. Once we do go public, again, a very simple process. All you'd have to do is sign up. Provide some sort of food certificate. And if you don't have that, you know, we can try and facilitate a course for you that will allow you to get one. But at the moment, all you have to do is just go onto our site, put in your email address, and we'll be in touch.
Okay. Now, obviously people have not, if they haven't used your service before. So how does the whole process that we know we're going to get a high quality product, how can you verify that so that I know that when I contact you that I will get some delicious home cooked food?
So as an end user, if you would like, someone who's looking to buy food, all you have to do is go onto our platform, put in your address, and chefs that are within your local community, between a 7 to 10 kilometer distance, will come up. Right, you select from them, similar to how you would use Just Eat etc. You make your order. The order is either for collection or delivery, and you eat your meals that way. And we verify the chefs that are on our platform is very simple. Number one, before a chef can go live on our platform and actually sell via our platform, they need to show proof of food safety certification. No chefs on our platform are not certified. Everybody, all the chefs in our community have to have a certification. So that's step number one. Step number two is that in most instances, we ourselves have tried the meals provided by our chefs to ensure that the public, we're trying to do you the service, you know. So that's another way that we verify the meals that are going on our platform. So rest assured, as someone in the general public looking to try some ethnic food, you know, from a home cook, you can be rest assured that the food is safe and definitely delicious.
And now you've kind of said different types of food. Now, what, for instance, countries have you chefs from? If I get an urge for some ethnic food, where can I get ethnic food from that will be on your platform? What countries are involved?
Very good question. So at the moment, we have Indian chefs, we have chefs from Pakistan, we have chefs from the Philippines, we have chefs from Western and Eastern Africa, and also a number of Polish and Lithuanian chefs. So depending on what mood you're in, really, and what kind of food you'd like to try, you can avail of any of those different countries that I've just mentioned, to try and taste their meals. That's given they are within a certain locality, proximity to your current location.
Okay, so now the next thing. So I found the food that I'm looking for, and now I want to actually pay for it. Now, can you verify for me, or how does the payment procedure happen that I actually know it's secure and safe, etc.? So how do you actually approach that?
Very good question. So all payments on our platform are facilitated via Stripe. Okay, so we don't handle any card details or financial details from either our customers or their end users. So our partner Stripe handles the entire payment infrastructure. So if you wanted to order something from a chef that you found on the platform that you like, you would simply put in your payment details. All money that is paid to that chef goes directly to their account via Stripe. So we don't see or hold any of those details at any time whatsoever.
Yeah, and I'm well aware of Stripe because obviously working in the online space, and it is a respected payment provider. Now, equally,
Absolutely.
they were a chef or whatever, and we actually want to make a bit of money and start doing cooking and offering the service. How easy is it to use your platform from a service provider's point of view?
Very good question. So again, to sign up, it's like creating a Facebook profile. Okay, that's literally how easy it is. You would go on, you would sign up, put in all your details, your name, email address, all that good stuff. You would also need to upload some sort of proof of certification. And then with all those details are entered, we on the back end would need to verify those details, namely your food certificate. Once that's verified, you can easily then start going and building your profile and taking orders as soon as your profile is built. Okay, so again, very similar to Facebook. You would literally go on, you would enter your details, you would make your Facebook profile, and that people can come and see you on Facebook. And it's the exact same with Ask a Menu. The only difference is if you do not have relevant food certification when you sign up on the platform, your account will not be visible to the general public until you receive said certification. If, however, you are already a certified home cook or chef or whatever the case might be, your account goes live as soon as we verify the validity of your certificate. So simple, go on, sign up, make your profile, get customers, and get paid.
Okay, so with your platform, to make money by cooking and obviously the food to people. Now, what happens if I have some brilliant recipe that I actually would like to sell on to people? Have you a facility there that I for something like that, or I'd like to be featured, especially I've won an award or something for my cooking?
Absolutely. So every chef has a bio, okay? And in your bio is where you write all the details about you that allows you to sell yourself really to the general public. So if you are a Michelin star chef, for example, you would like to highlight that fact by putting it in your bio. Again, just like maybe an Instagram or Facebook profile, where when people come on, they look at it and they can tell immediately this is the kind of person that you are. Now, in the terms of recipes and maybe monetizing your recipes, that feature is something that we're actually building in conjunction with an American company who will actually allow you. So this feature will allow you to upload recipes via Word or PDF, and people would pay you a set amount that you would choose to download this recipe at whatever stage. So if you have a meal on your platform that someone is looking at or has had in the past, and they would like to know how you made it, if you'd like, you can upload that recipe as along with the meal, and someone can then go on and download that recipe for a small fee that you would charge.
Okay, that's a great idea. And also, I can imagine, especially with COVID, so many people don't have the opportunity to go home and try and enjoy their traditional food. So this will give great opportunities for people to enjoy food that they actually might miss from home, which is another great thing as well. So no, Shalom, that is absolutely great. And best of luck for your enterprise, and telling us all about it. Now, send me on any detail that is helpful, and I will actually write a blog post and add the podcast to the blog post as well. And we will obviously share that again with the Caribbean, African and Irish communities as well, so we all can enjoy tasty home cooked food. So
absolutely, thank you very much, Rosemary.
No problem at all, and take care.
Many thanks for listening to this podcast. To learn more about me, visit digitalcontentmanager.ie. I work for businesses who provide services, health, wellness and local business, designing WordPress sites, training on Zoom, workshops and digital content. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you success with your business. If you would like to have a complimentary one-to-one Zoom call so we can learn more about each other's business and you can learn how I can help you, why not book a call today? This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy from digitalcontentmanager.ie. Take care. Bye.